Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Selling Greenville, your favorite real estate podcast here in Greenville, South Carolina. I'm your host, as always, Stan McCune, realtor right here in Greenville, and you can find all of my contact information in the show notes. If you need to reach out to me for any of your real estate needs in or outside of Greenville, of course, I work other markets. We work the entire upstate, Spartanburg County, Pickens County, Lawrence County, Anderson County. And you know, if you need me out in Oconee and Greenwood, I might consider that as well. So just let me know. Contact info in the show notes. And make sure you don't miss future episodes. Just hit the little subscribe button. If you can leave a comment or a rating or a review, I'd appreciate all of those good things as well. I'm about to do a short little trip out of town. And so it's funny, I was just talking to my wife last night saying, I don't know what I'm going to do my podcast on. I actually did have inspiration this morning, but then I got bailed out from a time standpoint because I'm just quite busy right now. Whenever you're going out of town, everyone's calling you about everything. That's just the way it works. And we ended up getting the GJR market stats. And I am very excited about that because I wanted to cover that for this episode anyway. So I am going to share my screen for those watching on YouTube. And there is some juicy information in the market stats or the monthly indicators for this month. So I'm very interested to dive into all this with you guys. So we're just going to start right at the top with new listings data. New listings for the first time in over a year went negative. Okay. We had 2514 new listings. Excuse me, I've rookie mistake here. Forgot to put my phone on Do Not Disturb, so let me do that. We had 2,514 new listings. That is a decrease of 3.6% from last July, which was 2,609 new listings. Why is this important? Okay, a few things, right? First off, new listings, that is a way to assess not just the market as a whole, but specifically whether it is turning into more of a buyer's market or a seller's market. Okay. And it's a trend that most people don't fully understand, because you would think, okay, the more new listings we have, the more inventory we have, the more of a buyer's market we have. That's actually not normally the case, okay? Normally the case, someone that is selling their house is also someone that's going to be buying a new house. So when new listings goes down, that's actually an indicator. When there are fewer new listings, that is actually an indicator that there are fewer buyers as well. There's going to be fewer homes on the market as well. That means that the market is contracting. That means that is shifting more in the buyer's favor as a whole. A commonly misunderstood element that when we're looking at this data. Now, on the flip side, when there's a lot of new listings, that doesn't necessarily mean that the market is shifting towards the seller. Okay. Oftentimes quite the opposite. But you have to put everything together, right? If new listings is going up and demand is going up a lot, then that means, which frequently does happen, right? Because like I just said, a lot of sellers are also buyers. Then in a situation like that, you can have it to where a lot of more new listings can actually be beneficial to sellers. But when there are fewer homes coming on the market, that is a market contraction. That is not good, generally speaking, for the market as a whole. And that could indicate things are shifting. If the market contracts, that shifts more towards the buyers, but then they have fewer options as well by virtue of listing. So there's a lot of nuances to all of that, and I don't have time to get into all those details. But long story short, that's one indicator, one of many, that we could be experiencing some sort of market contraction. And perhaps that means that we're entering some sort of a shift because this is the first time in a long time that new listings data has been down year over year. Pending sales continued to be up year over year. We've only had 1 month this this year where they've been down year over year. It was only modest, only a 0.6% increase year over year for pending sales for July. So 1,574 pending sales versus 1,564. I mean, that's basically the same, right? Year over year. And so, but again, what I'm interested to see, because the pending sales data can sometimes be a little bit of a lagging indicator. Now that we know that the new listings element is contracting, I am very curious if the pending sales will start to go negative year over year for the remainder of the year. Closed sales was up 4.5% year over year. So it went up from 1,639 July of last year to 1,713 July of this year. Still very, very strong numbers. That 1,713, that was a fairly strong July, although that was a big drop from June, right? June was nearly hit 2,000. And here's the thing is that that is a even though that was still year over year, a fairly sizable increase, right? 4.5%. That drop off month to month, and I'll focus a lot on month to month data, but when there's a big drop like that, again, not a good sign. You know what's happened the past month? Mortgage rates have gone up, okay? As inflation data has been not great, as the war with Iran has continued to drag on, as gas prices have stayed in their elevated state, all of that, that has been a concern for people. And so in recent weeks, we've actually seen mortgage rates year over year been higher than they were in 2025. That is directly affecting the market right now. The market does not like that. Greenville does not like that. People are really struggling for affordability right now if they have to get a mortgage. And so this big drop off in July, I could see it being even a bigger drop-off, or I shouldn't say an even bigger drop-off, but I could see that drop-off continuing in August, and I would not be shocked if we go into the negatives on closed sales as well. Not a very rosy outlook I'm having here, but I'm just telling you guys what the data says. And again, this is going to hit different people differently, right? If you're a buyer, you know, obviously the mortgage rates aren't great, but some of this other data might be okay for you. If you're a seller, none of this is okay, right? This is lousy if you're a seller. Days on market until sale, up 10.4% from last year. So it went up from 48 days on market until sale in July of last year to 53. Not a whole lot to say there. 53 days on market until sale. That's right in line with pre-COVID norms. I'm really not gonna react or overreact much to that. Just know if you list your home and it's still on the market, 2 months later, you haven't gotten under contract, it's lingered longer than average, okay? And so you just need to be prepared for that. Median sales price, here's one of the juicy ones. We had one of the largest drops in median sales price year over year that we've had in a long time, a 1.7% decrease. So the July print came in at 326,000 for the median. July of last year was 331 and change. So dollar amount, not a huge amount, not a huge difference, but to be negative 1.7% year over year, that's substantial, right? We had in February a negative 0.3%, and that was our first negative year over year that we had had in quite some time. But that's like pretty close to being flat. This is substantial. And again, this is indicating that buyers are brushing up against what they can afford on a monthly basis. And sellers have to be prepared for this. Sellers have to understand that you might be, as a seller, you're never thinking about it from the standpoint of what is the buyer's monthly cost. As a seller, you're thinking about, well, what is my home worth? What's that top line number? Right? The sales price. What is my home worth? And what should I look at, you know, based on what historically has sold in my neighborhood or in the area, or maybe you're looking at what Zillow says or whatever. None of that stuff matters right now because things are rapidly evolving. When you have mortgage rates go from earlier in the year, they touched 5.99 to now they're at like 6.75 as I'm recording this. And that's according to Mortgage News Daily, which is an aggregator. When you have that sort of shock in a very, very short period of time, this is what happens. People, you cannot look historically at what has sold and what the price points are that things have sold for, because historically, even as recent as just a few months ago, mortgage rates were lower. And so buyers are brushing up against what they can afford. And when mortgage rates goes up, the price comes down, and vice versa. And so so sellers need to be aware that, again, this is another indicator that the market has contracted a bit. Now, I'm not willing to say we're heading into a buyer's market, right? We have this discussion every month. Is it a buyer's market? Is it a seller's market? I don't know. It's a nobody market as far as I'm concerned. I don't hear buyers happy. I don't hear sellers happy. We would need to have major movement in one way or the other for one of those two parties to be happy. But this is an indicator that contraction is happening. And if mortgage rates continue to go up, or perhaps even if they don't move, I would not be shocked at all if we found ourselves in a buyer's market before the end of the year. That would not shock me. That's not a prediction. I'm just saying that that's very much in the cards. It is a greater than 5% chance that that sort of thing could happen. And everything hinges on mortgage rates right now. So this, mortgage rates go up by roughly 10 to 12%, and then prices fall by 1.7%. That's kind of what we're seeing here. Now, the average sales price, which is not the best metric to use for determining what's happening in the market, but the average sales price went up 2.2%. If you really want to know what the average is, it's $409,997, up from $401 a year ago. I want to say one more thing with regard to these prices, okay? Because that people are going to latch on to that minus 1.7%. The minus 1.7%, again, is being driven primarily by new construction. And this is what, you guys won't be able to see this, but I'm looking at InfoSparks, which is another form of software that we have that tells me what's happening in the market. And according to InfoSparks, new construction median is down 4.4% year over year, okay? Now, there's fewer closings with new construction than resale homes. And so that's why, you know, basically resales also were down. They were down, let me look again. They were down 0.2% year over year. And so everything was down for the month of July, but it was primarily that minus 1.7% print was driven primarily by new construction, which then has the ripple effect of affecting resale homes as well. So just make sure that you understand that added context. New construction is dragging down prices as a whole, which is one way of framing it. The other way to frame it is that they've come down in price to help be more affordable for people that can't afford what's out there. The percent of list price received went down 0.3% to 98.2% versus 98.5%. So if you sell a home, you get a home on the market, you can roughly expect it to sell for about 98.2%. That's right in line with historical trends. I don't really care too much that if it went up or down a little bit, which it did, really not concerned about that. You know, during the Great Recession, it went down to like 94-93%. We're nowhere near that. 98%. And again, this is kind of what it's been, is that it's like when people ask me, is it a buyer's market or a seller's market? Well, it depends on what you look at. If you looked at this, you would say, that looks like a seller's market, right? But if you look at the median price point, you're like, oh, that looks like a buyer's market. Which is it? It's a very complicated market right now. Like I said, it's a nobody market. And so we're still in an assessment period with regard to what all of this means. And again, you know, in the past, when you have, you know, something like the Great Recession, right, that happened in 2007, 2008, and all of the data that was affected by that, everything that was affected in the market, that was a systemic thing. Like, that was something that was going to take years to correct. took a lot of revamping of lending rules and all sorts of things in order to correct. What we're experiencing right now is something very different. We're experiencing inflation issues, supply chain shock issues, and the like, gas price shock issues, all because of a war. And now some of the inflation is residual from COVID and whatnot. We still haven't completely gotten over that. But this is what's happening. It's different. And so if there was supposed to be, if something were to happen with the war that were to bring gas prices down and then inflation were to moderate, we could see all of these things turn on a dime. And so that's a very important distinction, right? Just because I'm telling you right now, this is the trend, this is where it's going, doesn't mean that's where it's going to end up. Or that doesn't mean that's where it's going to be a month from now or 2 months from now. And so that's why we have to track this every single month. Housing affordability index, no surprise, prices went down. Housing affordability index went up. It's at 98, still not quite at 100 again, because mortgage rates went up in recent months. If mortgage rates were to come down and prices were to kind of stay where they are, we would see this at 100, which would mean the median family can afford the median priced home. But currently it's slightly below 100. Hopefully we'll see that pop back at or above 100 pretty soon. Inventory of homes for sale. We are still hovering in the 6,400 range. We're at 6,448. We've basically been there for the past 3 months. All right. You go on Greenville MLS, about 6,500 homes for sale. That's the most we've had in a long time. We've discussed that a lot in previous episodes about this. What I'm going to focus on with this episode is that year over year, it's only a 9.3% increase. So we had been seeing 30 plus percent increases year over year for a while, back in 2025 and even before then. It's really started to moderate. April and March were 26% increases year over year. Then May was only an 18% increase year over year. June, 14%. Now July, 9%. What this is telling me, and if you want to know, July, this year it was 6,448, as I already said. Last year it was 5,898 homes for sale at the end of the month of July. I think what we're seeing here is that we're kind of reaching the ceiling on how many homes can be for sale at one time in this market right now, given all the other prevailing things that are happening. It seems like it's puttering out around 6,500. And so, you know, what's going to happen eventually is that these numbers are going to continue to go down. If the current trends continue, they're going to continue to go down, the year over year number, to the point that eventually we won't have any increases year over year in inventory of homes for sale. And so that's the trend that we're seeing, and that's a very consistent trend. And it's been going on long enough now that I can call it a trend. It's not just conjecture. This is something that's happened now multiple months in a row. Now, even though inventory is very high, month supply has also kind of puttered out here. It's at 4.2 months of supply. That's only an increase of 0.1 over last year. Last year it was 4.1 months of supply. So the demand, even though inventory is high, the demand has kept up relative to what inventory levels were last year. And so this is another one of those where it's like, okay, you know, if this month supply of inventory, we're starting to get to 4.5, 4.6. I told you guys that's kind of what I'm targeting as my number for, given the current odd dynamics of the market, where I think we would start to say it's a buyer's market. We're not there yet, right? And we've been at 4.2 for several months in a row now. So it's not like this is going up, right? We don't see a trend line of it going up. We see it kind of staying flat. And usually towards the end of the year, it starts to go down, which you can see if, you know, if you're looking on YouTube, you see that trend. So again, conflicting data, it's all because we're not seeing so much systemic things coming in through this data, more just the flash in a pan after effects of the war, inflation, and sudden shock of mortgage rates going up 0.75% in a short period of time and all of that. So very interesting times that we're in right now. And it's tough to navigate. I'm going to be honest. This is I was talking to an agent recently who was telling me that, you know, she's been in the business for like 30 years, and she was just telling me she's tired of it. You know, it's exhausting. There's so much negotiating happening. I've never done so much negotiating as I'm having to do right now. And that's because buyers and sellers are at each other's throats. Like, everyone is squeezing every dime out of every transaction on both sides. And it's because the market is in this weird state of flux right now. And sellers, you know, don't have much equity because prices haven't gone up a whole lot the past few years. And buyers don't have much purchasing power because mortgage rates are where they're at. Prices are where they're at, all of that combined. And so the end result is we've got this very intense market. And yeah, this agent that I was talking to that's been in the market for 30 years, she was just like, I want to retire. Like, I'm so tired. I didn't think I would be at this point now. I'm tired of this. It's frustrating. The days are long. It's hard. I don't feel that way. I'm not ready to retire yet. I'm having a blast. Because I've got a lot of clients right now, and I'm staying busy. But there are exhausting days. There are a lot of those sorts of things happening where, you know, there are intense negotiations and intense situations and people fighting over repairs and all of that. You just need to be prepared for that. If you're in the market to buy or to sell, be prepared. This is a murderer's row on both sides, but I'm here to help you guys with that murderer's row and to try to keep you alive in the hunt. So if you need a realtor, let me know. I'm here. I'm in the Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson, whatever you want to include in their metro area. My contact info is in the show notes. As always, please like, rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And I'll talk to you guys again next time.